Yeah.
We have a guy calling in now, and I've been trying to get this guy for a couple days. He's our Olympic correspondent from Beijing. He's one of the guys. I think he's the lead guy on the—
Beijing?
Yes.
That's where he's calling
on
from?
On the local blog, the700level.com. But he is at the Olympics and checking in with us. Enrico, you finally made it.
Hey, what's happening?
Sounds like you're in the middle of something there.
About 1 o'clock in the morning over there, right?
Yeah, I'm at the Russia-Argentina basketball game.
Oh, huh. you got the good tickets, huh?
Yeah, well, earlier, no, you got two games for the price of one. Earlier, I saw the U.S. destroy Germany.
Yeah, that was
a good ticket.
All right, well, give us a little bit of a report on that.
It pretty much wasn't even a contest. The U.S. won. I wanted them to win by 50, but they only won by 49. So it wasn't. There were some nice highlights, so dunks all over the place. It was pretty ridiculous.
Hey, give us a sense just of what it's like being over in Beijing during the Olympics.
Well, it's my first time in China, and it's my first time at the Olympics. So you can't really feel the whole culture of Beijing because a lot of the city is kind of shut down, mm-hmm. and it's very, very much an Olympic atmosphere. Here you feel like you're at the Olympics more than you're in the middle of China, so it's pretty crazy. But the venues, I'm sure you've seen on TV, the Word Cube and the Bird's Nest are amazing. That's pretty much the biggest highlight of the game so far, is just getting a chance to go into those venues that are incredible.
Well, have you had a chance to and this is like Greece, Enrique, have you had a chance to go out to the Great Wall?
I did. That was amazing. Pretty big moment. Travel wise, I've never been anywhere like the Great Wall of China. It was ridiculous. It was a little foggy the day we were there, but we hiked around it for about 2.5 hours. It's one of those things you always hope you get a chance to do in life, and it was pretty amazing.
Have you, one of the big things that's going on in back here in discussion is how the Chinese are kind of monitoring where everybody goes, what everybody sees. Have you gotten a sense of the police state over there?
Well, to get anywhere near the venues, you go through complete security check. Every single person that goes into a venue, you get a metal detector. You walk through, then everyone gets wanded with a metal detector, and all your bags are checked. So
hey, that could be the Philadelphia airport. That's anywhere these days. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen anything like it at a sporting event. But the first day of the opening ceremonies, we tried to get down near the Bird's Nest to get a vantage point and watch some of the fireworks, the opening ceremonies. But literally about a 10 to 15, 20 block radius of the city around the Bird's Nest was completely shut down. You couldn't even walk into it. So yeah, there's definitely a sense of the whole place being on lockdown.
Now, did you plan this all ahead of time, or you just went over there and you're getting tickets to events as they come up?
No. As you may know, I'm actually in a grad program at George Washington in D.C. I'm getting an MBA with a concentration in sports management. So I'm actually over here taking a class studying the business aspects of the Olympics. And the blogging side is kind of just I'm doing on my own to have some fun with it.
Oh, that's good. The website is the700level.com. What's the coolest thing you've seen sports-wise over there?
I'd have to say the China versus Spain basketball game was crazy. The fans, like earlier tonight, the USA versus Germany, the fans, it was silent. You felt like you were in a game in D.C. or something.
Yeah.
But the Spain-China game, the Chinese fans were going crazy, and it went into overtime. So getting a chance to see Yao Ming play in China in front of screaming Chinese fans was pretty amazing.
And you have met people from all over the world, I would assume, over there.
Right.
Craziest people you've met?
The Greece fans were pretty loud. They got a drum into the arena. We saw Greece play. I forget who we saw them play, but they had a drum and they sang the whole time. Kind of felt like a soccer match atmosphere. It was pretty cool.
Greece, huh? I wonder if Anthony Gargano was with us. He's a token Greek now. Hey, Enrico, listen, it's a pleasure. Enjoy yourself. If you have a chance, when are you coming back?
I'll be back the 27th of August.
Well, if you have a chance to check in with us before while the Olympics is still going, we'd love to get some more. And where can people read your stuff?
You can read my own personal website, the700level.com, and then I've also been writing on AOL's fanhouse.com. I'm their only blogger in Beijing, so I got a lot of stuff up over there, too.
Hey, good stuff. Nice to hear from you.
All right, thanks,
sounds like a good game going on in the background there, huh?
That's got to